Okay, today's daf is Tmura daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, we are up to the last daf of the sixth parak, last amud of the sixth parak, going over to the last and final parak, the seventh parak in Maseches Tmura. So we'll start with the two dots on Lamed of the base, about 10 lines off of the bottom, discussing what we mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said that every animal that is aser lagabe amizbeach vladosei hen mutarin. The vlados of those aser animals, if there's something that's aser, maybe it's a esnan, maybe it's a mechir, as was discussed at length over the past couple of dafim. So anything that's aser lagabe amizbeach, the vlados are mutar, except Rabbi Eliezer. Vlados says a vlad shreifa is not allowed to be hooker v'agabi ha-mizbeach. We'll get to that about the Shem a little bit later. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara repeats it. Kol asur v'agabi ha-mizbeach v'chulu. Amar Rav. So Rav, some don't have this girsa, because Rav just quotes what it says in the Mishnah. So Amar Rav. Kol asur v'agabi ha-mizbeach v'lado se'en mutarin. V'tani Allah. And we learned, relating to that Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Oser, Rabbi Eliezer argues on that principle. So what is this machlokas talking about? Amar Rav Chuna bar Chinna, Amar Rav Nachman. So two versions, a machlokas about the machlokas. Says the first version, Rav Chuna bar Chinna, Amar Rav Nachman. Machlokas, the machlokas, we're talking about the vlados, let's say, of a nirba, an animal that was involved in a relationship with a person, which is Osir Lagabi HaMizbeach, that nirba. So Rav Tana Kamba says the vlad is mutter, Lagabi HaMizbeach. Rabbi Elazar says it's also Gabi Mizbeach. So Rabbi Nachman says Machlokas Shibril Basov Nirbu. The Machlokas is only if the animal was pregnant before the act of Revia. That's the Machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Savar Uber Yerach Imahu. Rabbi Eliezer holds that we view the fetus as an extension of the mother. So just like the mother was involved in this Avera, so too the fetus was involved in this Avera. And therefore they're both Asur Lagabi Amizbeach, because the fetus also took part in the Avera as part of the mother. V'Rabbanan Savri Lav Yerach Imahu. And the Rabbanan say no. The Uber is a separate entity, and the mother was involved in the Avera and not the fetus, and therefore the fetus is Mutter al gabe hamizbeach aval nirbu lebasof ibru. But if the act of revia took place first and then the animal became pregnant, devriakol mutarin. That everybody would agree that that's mutter. That baby is mutter. The fetus is mutter al gabe hamizbeach. Why? Tosfos says because of ze vze gore mutter principle that's come up in the past in this masechta, where they have two different sources, two different causes of the product. So do we say mutter or usser? So Tosfos says here, the mother, if the baby becomes pregnant after the Avera, so the mother is usser. The father is mutter. So that zev zegorem, the father and the mother both create the child, the fetus, and both would hold zev zegorem is mutter. Tosis discusses that it seems to be a stira within Rabbi Eliezer, because according to this, we're saying even Rabbi Eliezer agrees zev zegorim is mutter. But we know elsewhere, we had back in Psachim on Daf Chav Zayin, that Rabbi Eliezer holds zev zegorim is aser. So which is it? So the Tosis says maybe there's a chilik between how aser something is. Tosfos says, "V'yesh lomar dechasam im psachim mayri bedavar she'aser af lahedyot." Im psachim is talking about something that's aser for like chabetz. It's aser for everybody. So something that's aser for everybody. So then that is when we say zev zegorim is aser. If the iser is so aser. V'hachai mayri b'iser gavoh levad. And here we're talking about an iser legavoh, just an iser, like an animal that was nearby. Again, we have to be talking about a case where the animal is not chayim isa. Right, the animal's chayav misa, if there were two edim, so then they're going to talk about it. Obviously, the animal cannot be hukra v'agabi ha-mizbeach. But maybe we're talking about there was only one aid, it was al-pi bailim, so the animal has the status, but it is not chayav misa, so that is zev zegorim would be mutter in our case, because it's only asur l'gabi ha-mizbeach. It could be that it's not just more or less, it could be the serum reflect different things, right? If something is asur al-gabi ha-mizbeach, also, I'm sorry, only. So that might be reflected a different type of iser than usser to eat. If it's usser, not only for mizbeach, but usser for a person, that might reflect an iser chefsa. It's totally usser for all intents and purposes. But shegin, if it's usser legavoa, that's not an iser chefsa. Usser legavoa, that means a person can still eat it. So that's an iser legabe the kedushas ha-davar. Right? Bizui karbanos or something like that. And therefore, maybe that's why we would say zev zegorim is mutter, because it's a different quality of iser that's contributing to the product. So that's the first view. Rav Nachman says that the machlokes is only if the pregnancy took place before the act of revia. But if the pregnancy took place after the act of revia, then for sure mutter. Then for sure mutter, the baby is mutter because of zev zegorim is mutter. We also mentioned, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago when we discussed zev zegorim, the Ran. Zev zegorim mutter. So why is it mutter if one of the creations of the product is an Isser? So he mentioned the Ran's Lashon in Avodah Zarah of Bittel. A Bittel is Bittel if it's only Zev Zegorim. It's only one ingredient. And we mentioned the Machlokas Achronim. Is that literally Bittel? It's nullified in the other ingredient? Or does it just mean that it's not Chashev enough? If it's only one of the ingredients, then it's not Chashev enough to be cause an Isser. Okay, we discussed that. Machlokas Achronim, how to understand that Ran in Avodah Zarah. Good. Rava Amar, but now Rava has a different view. Rava says, Machlokes kishenir bula basof ibru. No, the Machlokes is about Zev Zegorim, where the animal became pregnant after the act of Revia. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Zev Zegorim is Asur, and that's why even that is Asur. For Rabbanan Savri, Zev Zegorim Mutter. And Rabbanan Sav, Zev Zegorim is Mutter. Aval ibru ula basof nirbu'u. But if the pregnancy took place before the Revia, then everybody would say, Usser. Why? Because of that, Lechora, everybody would hold Ubar Yerach Imo, Verava Letaimei, and Rava, according to this view, would go according to his reasoning. The Amar Rava, because Rava says, Vlad Nirba'as Asura, Hi Uvlada Nirbu. Rava says that if a Vlad, Ha Nirba'as, right, if you have a pregnant animal, that is commits an avera of revia, then both are aser because even the vlad took part in the revia, or vlad hanogachas aser. If a pregnant animal gored and killed someone, aser he uvlad anachu. They're both chayvisa because he uvlad. Both of them are nachu. So machlokes Rav Nachman and Rava about what is the machlokes tanaim relating to the ubar and the act of revia. There is a machlokes. Again, a big discussion in the Bali Tosfos in a few places in Shas, in Bava Kamma and in Sanhedrin, and here a little bit. Where here a little bit is the top Tosfos on the next Amud on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. But again, it's a question that's dealt with in many Bali Tosfos all over, and that is, what do we paskin Uber Yerachimo, Uber Lavi Yerachimo? Right? Is the fetus just an extension of the mother or not? There are stiras all over. Stiras within the same Shita, stiras within Rabbi Yochanan, stiras within Rabbi Eliezer. So Bali Tosfos struggle, and other Rishonim struggle valiantly trying to figure out what is the rule, what is the exception. Maybe there is no rule. Right? Just for example here, Tosfos discusses that on the next Amud, we will see one example of Uber Lav Yerachimahu, and yet Rava here says, everybody agrees, Uber Yerachimo, and the Vlad is part of the animal for Revia, for Nikicha. So you have to make Chilukim. That's what Bali Tosfos says. Just one example of a Chiluk. Look at the Tosfos on the first skinny line on Amud Aleph. The Yesh Lomar, after Tosfos asked the Sira, Devadai, Tosfos Bechalik, between the case where the animal is pregnant when it commits a revia act versus a baby, a fetus of a mother who's a trefa. So do you say uber yerachimo there, so the animal's also a trefa? Just like you would say uber yerachimo that the uber took part in the act of revia or the act of negicha. Says Tosfos, you give me mechalik between the two. Misvara. The Yesh Lomar, Devadai, Trefus Shehu Tali Bechius Ubrius. Trefus is Tali on life and health. It's something physical. Kivan She'anu Rowan Havlad Chai Ubari. You see, the baby doesn't have the problem that the mother had. The mother is a Trefa. That didn't transfer to the baby. It's about how the baby is physically. Ein Lanu Lomar She'nitra Havlad Imimo. So there we're not going to trafe up the baby. The ein lanu l'poslo b'shvil pasul trefus. That's by trefa. Aval gabe revia v'negicha v'adak yerachimahu. But by revia negicha, it took part in the act. Right? One might say, the way some achronim say it is that there was hana. The vlad was part of the animal and also received hana. How does the baby receive hana? What does Bali Tosfos mean there? Unclear. Right? Or the let's say negicha. Rabbeinu Tam writes that Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Pei. Well, both of them had a gemar din when Beis Din declared this animal chayimisa. The baby also received, the fetus as part of the mother received the gemar din also. That's why he's yerach imo legabe that. So again, you have to be mechalik between various contexts in this sugya. Good. There is a fascinating question, which one of those questions that you know there's an answer to, we're like, oh, that's an unusual question, but again, there has to be an answer given. Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Tshuvos, Kama Kuf Ayin Beis. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, if you hold Ubar Yerech Imahu, and Ubar is part of the mother, so then how is a man allowed to live with his wife when she is pregnant? Right? Ubar Yerech Imahu is like the father is with his, let's say, it's his wife is pregnant with his daughter. Is that considered Baal Bito? Answer of Akiva Eiger. You know there's a kasha to that, an answer to that, but that's his kasha. Pahuin yonin is kasheisi. Lamadu avur bitmura dim ubar yerachima. What does our Gemara say? That if the mother is involved, is a pregnant mother, is involved in the act of revia, ubar yerachimo, and they're both chayim misa, so then, ishto beishto muberes, ech rashay lavo aleha. Nema dihi uvlada nivalu. And even though we say less than 3 years old, it's not called a maisa bia. Lachora, he asa drabanan. It should still be asa drabanan. Kuma bekatan. Pachos be bent test to asa mi drabanan. That's his kasha. The Tiferes Yisrael on our Mishnah says, why does he only bother by a daughter? What if it's a son? So Mishkaf Zachar, right? Same type of problem. You know, why is it only by a daughter? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself answers, that, what's the problem? Why is there an Issur D'Rabbanan? He gives a technical answer. Why is there an Issur D'Rabbanan for a Pechusim Ibas Gimel? Because, even though it's not a Maisa Bia, but still, it's not halachically, because it's not a Maisa Bia, it's not halachically called a Bia, so it's considered Hashkasa Zera Levatola. Havikamashka Zara Leitzim Avanim. And that's why there's an Issur D'Rabbanan. Shame Bia Obad Vashaini Bas Gimel. But a pregnant woman, even if it's not Ubar Yerachimo, but it's still not called a Maisabia with the fetus, and there's no Isser of Ashchasa Zera because it's a normal Maisabia with the mother. And he wrote this to his son, Avicho Avcha, Kenafsho Akivas. That's the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you look in the other Achronim, they expand to give other answers. The Tiferes Yisrael here on our Mishnah gives a couple of approaches. And again, first he quotes, V'sefer shal gadol hadar, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? Tiferes Yisrael lived as the same generation. And he quotes this question and this answer, and he says, V'yamina de mechilas kfod agadol ahu, ki naim v'shachev rav amal hadamils. I don't even understand the question, really. Milvada lo yadana, loma shasak rami lahakshos nami, dilma muberes mizachar. I don't know why he didn't ask that other question, but I think there's halacha Moshe Misinai. There are shiurim. V'havi leila nami l'terutze, de kamob de b'chusmi v'az gimel shanim, yesh halacha Moshe Misinai de ein bi'asobiyah, kamochein v'zachar nishkav, pligi rav Shmuel, v'chulu, and he continues. There's a more fundamental answer. He says a little later on, let me just find it. He says, ulam kushis hagadol hanal beloze me'ikara lesa. I think it's exactly the opposite. I don't think this is a kasha on pregnant women. I think this is a raya. Right, that's the svara. Because then, that's why it's mutter, because when a man is with his wife, so the fetus is not considered a separate entity. It's ubar yerachimo. It's just the wife. The Gemara used it to say that they're both usher for kachim, and they're both chayim misa because of uber yerachimo. That's exactly why it shouldn't be a problem for a man to be with his wife, because uber yerachimo is just one being. The baby is not a separate bas. It's not that it's usher. K'mo shekasav Rambam, harehu ke'aver me'avareha. And that's why the Shvus Yaakov even paskins in a tshuva, Chelik Beis Simenayin Gimel, he quotes, Daha mudr hana me'ubar, if somebody is mudr hana from an ubar, mutr l'shamesh ba'im, he's allowed to be with the wife. That's not called being mishtamesh with the ubar. V'chinash me'biyavod is, quotes another example. Anyway, this is the fascinating question and answer given by Rabbi Akiva Eiger by the Tiferes Yisrael right here in Mishnayos. Okay, let's continue. That is all version one of the machlokas. Weiter, version 2, Lishna Achrina, says the Gemara, Lishna Achrina, four lines to the bottom, Amri la Amra, Funa Barchina, Amra of Nachman, Machlokes, Shenirbu, Kishahain Mukdashin. The Machlokes is, if the Revia took place after the animal was already hukdash as a carbon. Right, there was a hakdasha, then there was a revia, and then there was an ibor. Then it became pregnant. So Rabbi Eliezer saw our Bizli Milser. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you already have a carbon and the carbon committed this terrible avera, so then that's Bizli, Bizayon, to use that as a carbon. For Rabbanan, Sabri Lor, Rabbanan say, no, it's not a Bizayon, meaning it sounds like it's an Issa de Rabbanan. Bizayon. Aval Nirbuk Shein Chulin, but if the act of revia took place before the person was makdashit, Hoel v'ishtanu divri akol mutarin. Since it was nishtane, what is nishtane? It has a new status now. Becoming hektish is a new, makes the animal a new animal, so to speak. So everybody would agree that it is mutter if the act of revia took place before. The Rav Amar of Nachman, no. Machlokas kishenir bukshen chulin. The machlokas is good for then. Whether revia, the act took place when it was chulin. Rabbi Eliezer saw varbizi milsa. Rabbi Eliezer still says, you will makdish an animal that had revia done to it? Terrible. For Rabbanan Sabri Hol Vishtana Mutar, Rabbanan say, no mutter. Avol Nirkshe Mukdash Devri Akol Usurin. But if the revia took place when it was already hektish, so then everybody would agree that it is usur. Okay, so that is all Machlokes. Rav and Rav Nachman, two different versions about the Machlokes, Rav Lesman the Rabbanan. Vaiter. Laman Alf. Vlad Shreifa v'chulu. So we had a machlokas again in the Mishnah about a Vlad Shreifa, whether it's hukra v'gamei mizbech or not. Tanakama said okay. Rabbi Eliezer said not. As we have just been talking about, says the Gemara. Well, the Gemara was just talking about Vlad of a nirba and a Vlad of a menugachas, and now we're talking about a Vlad of a Shreifa. Remember, the whole second half of this Masechta gets into these types of issues. This whole Masechta is about secondary kedushos. Tamura is a secondary kedusha from the source animal. A vlad is a secondary kedusha or status from the mother animal. That's the connection between all of these cases. So vlad shreifa machlokas. So lamanda amar. So let's get back to a machlokas that we had back in Maseches Chulin. Lamanda amar shreifa yoledes. If I say that a shreifa is able to give birth, so the Mishkachas law could go to Nitra, Lubsof Ibra. So then this Machlokas could be about a case where the Nitrafa took place before the Ibor. Right? If I hold that a Shreifa is able to become pregnant and have a baby. So then the case is where it was Nitrafa and then became pregnant. And that's the Machlokas. To Bahapligi, Rebbe Eliezer Savar, Zev Zagarim Asr. Well, Rebbe Eliezer says Zev Zagarim is Asr. The mother is a Shreifa and the father was not a Shreifa. And that's the Machlokas. Zev Zagarim is Asr. For Rabbanan Savri, Zev Zagarim is Mutter. And the Rabbanan say no Mutter in that case. Again, there was the treifa and then the pregnancy. Lamanda amar treifa eina yoledes. Look at the gears on the side. But if you say treifa is any yoledes, then it can't be. So mishkachlo, gonshi ibra, lebasov nitrafa. Then the case must be where the animal was already pregnant before it became a treifa. Ubaha pligi, and this is the machlokas. So Rebbe Eliezer savar ubar yerach imahu. And now the machlokas switches. Rebbe Eliezer says ubar is yerach imo, and therefore, once the mother becomes a treifa, the baby becomes a treifa, and therefore the baby is asura al gabi hamizbeach. For Rabbanan Savri, ubar lava yerachimahu. And the Rabbanan say, no, ubar is a separate entity, and therefore we would say it is not a problem. But again, this is where Tosfos says, ubar yerachimo, according to Rabbanan. Didn't we say before, Rava, ubar yerachimo, lagabe vlad negicha and revia? And that's where Tosfos makes their chilek. Good. There's a question that some of the Achronim ask, the Avnei Nezer asks in Yeredeya, Simen Chav Gimel, if Vlad Treifa, right, in our case, if the issue is something physical, right, Treifa is something physical, like Tosfos said, so why should it make a difference if it took place before the Ibor or after the Ibor? The baby was nourished and is now born from a Treifa. And therefore, why should it make a difference whether the Ibor took place before or after the Treifa? That's the question of the Avnei Nezer here in Yeredeya Chav Gimel. Yesh L'daktik, he says, let me just find the line. V'yafta elu Treifas, l'char kasha, sof, im adayani Treifa b'shah shehimu uberes gamkein v'te'asar avlad. Right, what's the difference? Right, if the animal is still a treifa when the baby is born, so what that it happened after the pregnancy? The whole thing should be usur. Vitzarech lomar says the Abnezer a chiddush gadol, but we have to look back to the second, the third parak of Chulin to remember the rayas and the issues with this about treifa. Vitzarech lomar dekal ha'iser machmas sha'as shenitrefa. It's not just about being in a treifa. The key is the maisa treifa. The act that made the animal a treifa, that has significance. It's not just the result of being a treifa. It's the maisa treifa, when the animal became a treifa. Ukemo iser nevela, to ha iser machmas shas misa. It's not the reality, but it's the moment. Ha iser machmas shas misa. V'raya de basar menachai, ena matame afshalo nishkata. He brings rayas from elsewhere. But he says there's significance to the moment that it became a treifa, not just the reality of being a treifa, and that's why it would make a difference between when the pregnancy took place or not. Okay, Rabbi Chanan also talks about this in Maseches Chulin, but we'll leave that for now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna, Modim HaChachamim L'Rav Eliezer. Again, the Chachamim agreed to Rav Eliezer. The Chachamim who say that a Vlad Trefa is Mutter Al Gabe HaMizbeach. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Usser. Rabbi Chachamim would agree Usser in the following case. Not in the case where a regular Vlad is born, but Befroach beta leifa, where it's a chicken, not a chicken, but it's a chick from an egg. Befroach beta streifa. Obviously, we must be talking about a case, one of the birds that can be hook of a gabi mizbeach, a tur ben yona. Right? So says the Rav Huna, the Chamim would agree. The Chamim only say their vlad treifa mutter by an animal that's born from the mother. But if it's an egg that's laid, and then the chick comes out, they would agree, Aser, Beferach Beit HaShreva Sha'aser. My taima, why is that more chamur? Ad kan lo pligi alei de Rabbi Eliezer. When did the Chachamim say that it's Aser, say that it's mutter? Ela bevlad behema. That's only by a vlad of an animal. De me avira karavya. From the air it grows. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. I will beitas trefa migufa de tanagolta karavya. But the egg is more connected to the mother that it was in. Afilu rabbanan modu. The egg is more connected to than the separate being that is born. What does that mean? Meavira karavya. Rashi has two deis. First deya is meavira karavya, because even when it's inside, it's more of a separate entity. It's ironic. We might have thought the opposite. It's more of a separate entity than the egg. The egg, as is described in Maseches Beitza also, the egg is really mu'urav begidin, until the very end when it separates. The egg is more connected inside the mother than the separate animal that's going to be born directly from the mother. Vlad bebe'ai behema, says Rashi, eino aduk begufa. Right, it's not physically attached. It's attached by a cord. But the rest of the animal is not attached. The egg is attached, right? Until it's mu'ura begidin, and it's nourished from there, and it's formed exactly through the mother. But the baby is, again, it grows in the mother, but it's independent. Elatali ba'avir, ume'atzma hu notzar, v'godav aholech. That's the first day. It's more separate inside. Second day of Rashi is me'avira. It does a lot of growth after it's born. Lishna achrina me'avira karavya la'achar shenolad v'holech v'gadel. Right, an animal grows a lot after it's born. An egg, it grows much. A lot of the growth happens before. Hilchach ikar gidulo eno me'imo. Aval beitza migufa detanagola ravya v'atavra mochiach shelachar shiatzas ena gedela. Right, it doesn't grow so much as much after it is comes out. It grows some. There are baby chicken, baby birds. But that's the difference. And again, he quotes Lashon Yerushalmi, as he quotes often in this Masechta. So that's the difference between the egg case and the animal case. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava l'Rav Huna, Tanya Masarei Elecha, I have a Raya, Rava says to Rav Huna. Again, there's all Rav Huna, we're going to have a Machlokes. Somebody's going to argue on Rav Huna. Let's first finish Rav Huna. Amalei Rava l'Rav Huna, I have a Braisa that supports you. That there could be this type of chilek. What from which type of raya? From a Mishnah in Maseches Ahalas. Mali tarvad rima haba me adam chai. Mali tarvad, a spoonful of rima. Rima is, there's different types of materials that are discussed in Maseches Ahalos having to do with a mace. Rima is one of them. Rima means that if there were maggots, they were like types of bugs that were attacking a rotting piece of flesh, and I take a spoonful of the mixture of the rotting flesh and the maggot. So the maggot is per se is an animal. It's not matame mace. But the maggot, it's the mixture of the maggot with the rotting flesh. So we assume that if it's a mali tarvet, if it's a spoonful, that's enough to be matame mace. That material. There's enough rotting flesh in there that it's matame mace. So mali tarvet, rimahabame adam chai. If it's mali tarvet that comes, it's from a live person who has a rotting piece of flesh. And Rashi, again, has two days. Either then the person died, so that it becomes tamei meis, or even if a person didn't die, we know Aver min hachai is metame like a mace. Is metame magamas and oel like Aver min hamace. Right? So Rashi has two days here, what we are talking about. But either way, if you have this shear, Rebbe Eliezer metame, v'cham metarin, Eliezer is metame because it's considered like the guf, and the chachamim are metaher. And now, the Rabbanan say, V'yarkan lo pligi Rabbanan lei ela berima de pirsha ba'amahu. The machlokas there, the Rabbanan argue with Rima, by Rima, because that's considered something independent. That's maggots, that's mostly bugs. And therefore, it's not going to have the shear. It's called pirsha ba'almahu. Right? It's not considered, also part of a rotting piece of flesh, is not considered growing anymore with the body that's alive. But let's say an egg inside a chicken, right, not a chicken, but a mother source, so then that would be considered part of the mother, and therefore would be usur al gabe habizbeach. Again, Rashi, dafilu b'chayav nami matayar b'lazad evin achay, he quotes them evin achay, example, in the second day of Rashi. So this is all Rav Huna. Rav Huna who says that an egg is more chamor, and the Rabbanon would agree to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer by an egg, because an egg is more connected to its mother than the vlad that is born separately. And Abaya says, I'm sorry, but I think exactly the opposite. Armale Abaya, ad rabbi ifchem istavra. I think exactly the opposite. I think, ad kan lo polig Rabbi Eliezer alayo de Rabbanon, El Barima. I think, no, the machlokis is only by a vlad, but in the other direction, that Rabbi Eliezer only holds its usur by a vlad or by rima, right, in the case of Ahalus, the ikri adam mechayim rima, because even a person is called rima in Tanakh when they're alive. Dichziv tikvas enos rima, uven adam tolea. See a pasuk in Eov, where Eov talks about that a person is like rima. So there, the Rebbe Lazar holds that it's all connected to the person that's called mace. Or in our case, Aver, Ubar Yerach Imo, Aval Gabe Beitza, but by an egg, Aval, or the box girsa, Aval Be'efroach, Afila Rebbe Lazar Mode, but by an Efroach, even Rebbe Lazar would be Mode, right? Or read our girsa, Gabe Beitza, Emas Gadla Luchi Misricha, V'chi Asricha, Afra Ba'almahu. When does the inside chick grow in the egg? L'chi misricha. The first, the contents of the egg totally decay. It becomes totally putrid like Afra Ba'alma, and then starts growing, like many things in life, right? Like a seed in the ground. First it disintegrates, then it starts growing. So here, it starts disintegrating, and it's considered Afra Ba'alma first, and then it starts growing, so it's even more disconnected from the mother than a vlad is. V'chiyasracha afra ba'almahu, afila Rabbi Lazar moda. So Abaye says exactly the opposite of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, even the Rabbanan would agree by an egg. Abaye says, even Rabbi Lazar would agree by an egg. That an egg is considered more independent than the vlad. V'od Tanya, and also, we have a Beferish Raisa, Behedya, Beferish Tosefta, Moder, Rebbe Eliezer, Lachachamim, Beferach, Beitza Shreifa, Shemoter. So, that's it. Right, we have a Machlokes, but we have a Braisa that totally supports Abaya. Armalei, so the answer is Itanya Tanya. Okay, if you have a Braisa, you have a Braisa. I can't argue on a Braisa. The Rambam in Hilchot Machalas Asuros, the Mefarshim wonder about this, why the Rambam gives a different reason than the Gemara seems to give. The Rambam in Gimel Yud Aleph in Machalas Asuros discusses this case of the egg, and the Rambam says, Efroach shenolad mi beitzas trefa mutter. An Efroach that's nolad mi beitzas trefa is mutter. Why? She'ein mino tame. Its min is not tame. She'ein mino tame. Trefa is not a min. Trefa is just a problem. So, beisas trefa is mother emida. What is Rambam alluding to? We know the Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Bechoros. Hayotze min atame tame. Hayotze min atar atar. Anything that comes out of a non-kosher, right? Milk of a horse, milk of a camel is usser because they're not kosher. Milk of a goat, milk of a cow is mutter. Hayotze min atame tame is min atar atar. The Rambam says, an egg that comes out of a trefa is mutter because it's not called a min usser. Efrach shenolan mi beisas trefa mutter she'ein mino tame. Haya ha'of suffik trefa kalabesim she'teled ba'arim arishona mashin osan. Im tana rimashni, you have to see if the tarfus extends. The Ravid asks, ma ra l'shanos ha'ta'amim she'pirshu bo chachamim she'ein misukanim yosem ikulam. I don't understand. The Rabbana give many good reasons. Ki beisas trefa einem min tame vasura. Vatam shepirshu bo la'emas kagavil l'chika misricha v'chi misricha afra ba'almahu. Right? Our Gemara says it disintegrates first, therefore it's not connected to the mother. Why isn't the Rambam happy with that reason? If you look at Reb Chaim, in the Grach al-Rambam here, he discusses why the Rambam had to give this secondary reason. He discusses why sometimes when things come out of the mother, there could be one of two reasons why it's usser. Either because it's an extension of the mother, or because it's usur because it came from the mother. Two different. It's considered connected and an extension, or it came from. So the Rambam, he explains, is adding on to the reason of the Gemara, trying to relate to both of those issues. Why it's not part of usur because it's part of the mother, and why it's not usur because it came from the mother. Two different issues that Reb Chaim talks about on that Rambam here in Ma'acholos Asuros. Good. Once discussed about an egg, interesting to mention the thought that we've mentioned in Haggadah Shiurim in the past, and that's the thought from the Mea Shiloach about the minhag of eating an egg at the Seder. We know the Rama quotes in Hilchas Pesach that there's a minhag to eat an egg at the Seder. Why? Simen Avelus. An egg is a machal of Avelim when we eat it on at the Sudam of Sekes before Tisha B'Av, and we eat it the first meal when an Avel comes back from the cemetery. It symbolizes the cycle of life. And why? What does it have to do with the Seder? So the Mefarshim explain, because the night of the Seder is always the same night of the year as Tisha B'Av, the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av, right? This past year, when the Seder was on Friday night, Tisha B'Av was on Friday night, it was a Nitra, right? So we remember that even though we're at the Seder and we're freedom and Zvat Mebedei Chorin, Kilu Yatsumim Mitzrayim, we still don't have a Karban Pesach, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and it's just a simon to remind us of Avelos. But the Mea Shiloach, the Ishbitzer writes that maybe there's another level, another reason. We know that as the Gemara here is Mechalik, there are two types of birth in beings. There is the birth that's one stage, where the baby is just born from the mother. After a gestation period in the mother, the baby is born by mammals, by humans. And number two, there's some species have two stages of birth. The egg is laid, and then the egg is hatched. Right, two types of births that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Says the Ishbitzer, at the end of Magid, after we spent so much time on Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we're focusing so much on what happened on this night, we want to remind ourselves and all those around us that this is only stage one of our birth. Stage two is not going to come for another 7 weeks. That's stage two. When we get the Shavuos, we're only physically born on Pesach, but now starts the process of building up the Shavuos, and now there's stage two. That's going to come on Shavuos 49 days. So we eat an egg at the end to remind us of the double stage of the birth, that this is not just one stage of birth by Bnei Yisrael, it's Ke'ilu, it's two stages, and that's why we eat the egg at the end of Magid. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina ben Tikvas Omer K'shira Chulu. So we have the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, Rabbi Chiya ben Etigenis, that a ksheira that nurses from a trefa, so that ksheira is psula agabe amizbeach. So the Gemara says, my timer, why is that? Ilema de mefatma mina, is it because the animal got fatter because of it? So now in the animal there's appreciation based on trefa that it drank from. So elamayata, achilak arshine avodizara, hachanami dasira. If you have an animal that ate some animal fodder that was avodah zara, so is that animal that ate from it going to be usher? The Gemara assumes not. No, it's not going to be usher in that case. If you didn't dafka use it to save yourself, right? If you use avodah zara is asabana. If you dafka use avodah zara dafka to give your animal, so that's usher because you're saving money, but not because the animal becomes usher avodah zara. So it's not going to become usher bana, right? Rashi explains. So elatani Reb Chanina tritaa kamed Reb Yochanan. No, you know what the case is? Kagochi nika chalav roseach mishachris l'shachris. This animal that nursed from the mother drank milk from the mother constantly. That was the entire nourishment of this animal. Mishachris l'shachris, Rashi quotes, all of her days. Rashi says, "Kshigia meis leis chazav yanka." Every morning, every night, the only what gave this animal nourishment is the treifa. Hilka kol gde lasa mimenahi viafilu achla dvar machir beitayim. Even if the animal might have eaten some other things in between, because this animal survived basically on the treifus milk, so that is why it's going to be aser. Hovo yichol amod olem eis leis. Because that's this animal. But again, regular, normal animals that survive on a lot of things, that nourish on a lot of things, so then that's not going to be a problem. The only case that Rabbi Chanina ben Etiklis was talking about is that if this animal survived only, basically, purely on this food. The Tosfos here says, if that's true, Lachora, the bottom Tosfos, last Tosfos in the Perek, so maybe the same thing would be with Karshine Akum. If an animal, all the animal ate was this Avodah Zarah fodder, and that's all the animal subsisted on, so maybe an achanabi would be aser. Im achla kal yameha, she'ikr g'day lasa mehen, she'u aser. L'fam riata, afilu lehedyot. And it will be aser then even for a hedyot, because it will be avodah zarah. It will be aser bahana. And this Tosfos is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Ramah. The Ramah in Yeredeya, in Simin Samach. The Ramah quotes, in the Simin related to Hilchas Treifas, right? Because this halach is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, relating to an Achuzas Dam, says the Ramah, Samach Aleph, Bamhemashin is Patzma Bidvarim Asurim, an animal that was fattened with Asur items, Muteres, then it's Muter, quotes the Mordechai and Yavamis. Aval imlo nispatma kol yameha, rak bedvar masurim. But if your entire life was only bedvar masurim, this animal exists because of bedvar masurim, asura. Who's he quoting? Tosfos de Tmura perek kol asurim. Right, we don't think that a Tosfos and Tmura is going to make it to the Shulchan Aruch. Right here. Tosfos and Tmura, this last Tosfos, the Ramah quotes it in Yeredeya, Simen Samach. The Shach thinks that the Ramah went far beyond Tosfos. Tosfos only quoted this by Avodah Zarah. The Ramah quotes Kol Advarim Asurim. That's a step further than what Tosfos did. That's what the Rosh Hashanah here has a long discussion of how did Tosfos extend it. We get into Zevezeh Gorim, but again, this is the discussion. If you look in the, and he ends off Tzarachian. Rosh Hashanah ends off at Tzarachian. Further, the Rambam does not quote like Rashi that it's all the days that this animal exists. The Rambam seems to say that if it's one entire day that the animal nurses, and right after that time you want to give it as a carbon. That's what the Rambam seems to say right here in the Pirusha Mishnayos. The Rambam says, "Ba'oso hayom bilvad sheyanka." So it's talking about that day, right? But if it waits a day, so then it digests, then it's not going to be usher anymore. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Two dots. Last section of the parak. The last part of our Mishnah said that if you have a karba that became a treifa, you're not allowed to be poda it. Because of the principle, in poda nesakashim lachilin leklavim. I'm not allowed to be poda a karban in order to not be able to eat it. It's just going to go to the dogs. So, minani mili, detan rabbanan, tizbach, talking about psuli amagdashin. You could shecht it, below giza, you can't shear it. V'yachalta, there it is. You can eat Tzuliyah Magdashim, but you cannot give it to your dog. Basar v'lo chalav. You can eat the meat, but you can't milk it. Mikan, she poda nesakashim lachinu leklavim. So that's the makar, that you cannot be poda a karban to be machal because of the word. V'yachalta v'lo leklavecha. Ika da'amri, and we have a different version where it's not usser. Tizbach, where we don't darshan every word separately. Tizbach v'yachalta, we darshan the words together. Tizbach, you shall sacrifice, you shall shech v'yachalta, and then you should eat the Then you can eat the meat of the psuli and mikdashim. Ein lachaba henetzer elim shasvicha ve'elach. We dash on the words together. Only after you shechted it do you have the allowance to eat it. Meaning, that's why shearing it and milking it, which are before you shechted, that's why those are aser. Ksavar, but then according to this version, you don't have the exclusion of klavecha. Ksavar, podenet hakashim lachin l'klavim. So this version would say that you're allowed to be poda the carbon to give it to one's, to give it to one's dog. Remember, it's already a trefa. So you're not gonna eat it. The question is, could you be poda to give it to your dog? So that is the machlokas in the versions. There is a machlokas we've shown him. I think we mentioned it the last time this came up. Tosis in Zvachim, Adaf Ayin Aleph, in the beginning of the parak of Kolas Zvachim, a quote that the whole machlokas is only, if it's only ro'i l'klavim. Meaning this animal is a trefa. It's only ro'i l'klavim. You can't eat it. So that's where there's a machlokas. Can he be poted? But if it's also ro'i to eat, then you can be poted, and then you can decide to get it to give it to your dog. Right, the only machlokas is, if it's only roi l'klavim, then what are you being poded for? But if it can be eaten by a person, it's not a trefa, it says some other mum, that it's mutter to eat, so then, that is, then everybody would agree that it is mutter liftos. And the Rashba in Baba Kama, Dafnun Aleph, quotes the Ravid exactly the opposite. The only machlokas is where, if, it is, not, able to be eaten by a person. If it's right to be eaten by a person, then for sure it's asur to give it to your dog. If it's right for the carbon that's right to be eaten by a person, can't give it to your dog. I'll read the Lashon. Lashon is again in the Rashba, here in Baba Kama, Adaf Nun Aleph. Just find the line. The Afilu Manda Omar Podin, Kasav Arayvidzal, the Dafke Bishahaya Bomum, Ha'osro ba'achila, kishepida'o, delo karinan bevi achalta velo leklavecha, avo bebalmum, shemutr lehedyo lekule alma ain podin. But a balmum, which a person could eat, surely ain't podin, mishum debechi ha karinan bevi achalta velo leklavecha. So it's kind of the opposite direction that the Ravid and the Tosfos are going in. Okay. Vayter adra lakala surim. Now we get into the last perek here in Meseches Temura. So as this Masechta has had, often, we compare different categories of karbanos. Remember the first Mishnah in the second parak? The second parak was started on Daf Yudalid, where the Mishnah said, Yesh b'karban ha-sibur, yachid, yesh b'karban ha-sibur. There is something that the sibur has that the yachid have. Right? Comparing sibur and yachid. Right? Temura was one of the chilukim. Right? So that's why you have Mishnah is like that here. And here you have a similar, because Temura is going to be a nafkamina. Yesh b'kachim is be'ach, she'im b'kachim b'edek ha-bayis. V'yesh b'kachim b'edek ha-bayis, she'im b'kachim is be'ach. The two types of kedushos, kachim is be'ach, an animal that's going to be a karban. Kachim b'edek ha-bayis, just for temple upkeep. So there are chilukim between the two. She'kachim is be'ach, ose temura. Kachim is be'ach can create a temura, right? That's the, why this is here. And kachim b'edek ha-bayis cannot create temura. Chayavin Allah, mishum pikon ose v'tame. And also, kachim is be'ach, is asur mishum pigol and nosar and tame. All of those isurim of krisus apply to kache mizbeach. And continuing, vladan v'chalavan asur lachar pidyonam. The vlad of kache mizbeach and the milk of kache mizbeach are asur even if I would redeem it by psulei hamukdashim. Right, there's an isur of giza and chaliva after they're redeemed. Vashochtan v'chutz chayev. And if shchut echutz applies only by kachim mizbeach, because it's roi al gabi mizbeach. Ve'nosem mehem lo'bni bischaran. And you can't pay workers by giving them kachim mizbeach. Masha'enke kachim b'edek ha'bayis. But all of the above do not apply to kachim b'edek ha'bayis. Cannot create tamura. It's not usur for pikul nosur v'tamei. If it only had kedusha of kachim mizbeach after it's redeemed, then it's mutter of the vlad and the chaliva v'chul. So all of those are the opposite. Continuing. Yeah, and the Tosfos discusses here, in the top Tosfos, this line of the Vlad is usur after its Nifteh. That's only, he quotes the Gemara in Bechoros, that's only if it became pregnant before it was Nifteh. If it became pregnant before it was Nifteh, and then it was born after it was Nifteh. That's where these halachas apply. Right, but if it was if it became nisaber after, then it's fine. Then it's not no kedusha at all. But if it was nisaber before and later afterwards, so that's where these halachas were limited to. And then, towards the end of Tosfos, he has an amazing chiddush. V'yafilu, the last three lines of Tosfos. Tosfos says, even according to the man da'amar of Bahavayasan heim kedoshim, Even according to the Mandamar we had earlier, when does an animal get its full Kedusha? When it's created inside or when it's born? Even if you want to see, according to the Mandamar, it gets the Kedusha when it's born, these Yisurim still apply. It's still Nitvas, B'Kedushas Imam. Even though it's already Chulin, it was already Nifta, Ash, the Shidu Kubetzes, and Bechoros, and Daf Tezvav. I don't understand. If it was pregnant, it was impregnated before it was Nifta, and then it was born after it was Nifta, but if you say, Bahavayasanheim Kadoshim, then when it was became Kadosh, it was already Chulin. So why is it that it is limited? So the Shiva Gabet says there in Bechoros Tezvav and Bey says, well, it's still Aser B'Kizav Avoda, so you see there's still some remnant of the Kedusha, and Reb Chaim in the Grach Al Hashas there in Bechoros says, well, maybe the point is that even a Vlad, even if you say it gets its Kedusha when it's born, it still has a shame hektish when it is created. The Aflaman to Amar Vlados Kachim Bahavayasanim Kadoshim, Mikal Makom, Shame Vlad Kachim Chal Takif Beha Ibur, Viha Kedusha Mikoach Imo Machmas Iburhu, Virakhu Dizman Bechalosa Kedusha, the Kedusha Shaboima Ibur Chala Al Vlad Maleda. It sounds like that right away it gets the shame kedusha, the shame hektish, and maybe even the kedushas hektish is there, but it's just held back because it's not born yet. Once it's born, then the minia, then the what is with it, the what's preventing it from being chal is removed. But really, the trigger of the kedusha was even earlier, and therefore that is why it is still has Kedusha, even according to that Mandamar. Okay, important discussion. We don't have time for it further. But that's all Mizbeach. Yesh Bekachi Bedek Abayis. And the other way, there are halachas that apply to Bedek Abayis that don't apply to Kache Mizbeach. Shastam Hekdesh is Bedek Abayis. As we know, if somebody's makdish something, it's Stam Bedek Abayis. Hekdesh Bedek Abayis chal al hakol. Hekdesh Bedek Abayis is chal on everything. Rashi says, even on Eitzim Vavonim. A little difficult because the Gemara gives a different shot to what this is referring to. Interesting, Rashi goes with the Pshuto Shel HaMishnah, even if it's not what the Gemara says. Umalin b'gidulehen, and there's Me'ila by the Gidulin, what grows from the Bedek Abayis, Ve'imen Amanol HaBailim. And Hekdesh Bedek Abayis, nothing goes to the Bailim. It's all Hanol HaHekdesh. Unlike Mizbeach, where the Kohanim get to eat some of it, and they get the hides, V'chul. Says the Gemara, V'klalahu, to call Kachim Mizbeach Osin Tmura, every kachim mizbeach creates tamura, vahari ofos. We had earlier birds, the kachim mizbeachain, vitznam, we learned the Mishnah at the end of the first parak, hamenachas vaofos, enos in tamura. Only behemoths make tamura, not menachas and ofos. Kiktania behema, you're right, we're referring to the behemos that are kachim mizbeach. Vahari vlad kachim mizbeachu, vatanin vados in tamura. We learned earlier, vlados can't. So Gemara says, that was a machlokas, hamari abiyudahi. Our mission is reflecting Rabbi Yehuda, to Amar Vlad, Oset Tmura. Says the Gemara, Tmura Atzma, to Kachim Mizbeach. Tmura is Kachim Mizbeach, Fitznan, Ein Tmura, Oset Tmura. And one Tmura cannot create another Tmura, so Kiktonia Iker Zivcha. Our mission is talking about original Kedusha. Original Kachim Mizbeach can create. So Hashad Asa Zahachi, once you say that, so then go back to the Vlad case. Afilu Tamer Rabbanan, Kiktonia Iker Zivcha. Fine, so then it could even be according to Rabbanan, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is only talking about the cases of behemos that are original Kedusha. They could always make Tzmura. The Mishnah said you can't pay workers in the Mesa Migdash with Kachim Mizbeach, HaKachim Bedek Abayis, no sin, but you can with Kachim Bedek Abayis. Amar Rabbi Avoda, Amar Kroh, because the pasuk is V'asu li Mishali. Build for me a Migdash, Hashem says, and you could use my money. Meaning you could use Kachim Bedek Abayis in order to help build it to pay the workers. There's a discussion, there's a Mishnah in Shkalim in Perek Dalet that seems to have a Machlokas Tanoim about this. Our Mishnah seems to be going like one of the Tanoim. Can you make it according to both opinions? That's a discussion in the Achronim. Yesh v'kachim bedek abayis v'chulu. Omar mar. Stam ekdeshul bedek abayis v'chalal akol. As the Mishnah said. So Mantana, Omar v'chib rabba, Omar v'yochanan, delok Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah that says, Stam hektish is lebedek abayis, goes like Rabbi Yeshua, machlokes in meseches shkalim. Ditznan, the Mishnah says in shkalim, hamakdish nechasa v'ayabahen, hamakdish all my possessions, and in them, they have a lot of different things. V'ayabahen behemur real gabe mizbeach, zachar menekevis, there are animals that could be karbanos. So, do I say there are tables and chairs and shtenders and animals that I was makdish? So where do all of them go? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Omer Blazer says, Zachar mi machru l'sarchei olos. The males are sold for people who need olos. V'dekevas yimarchol tzarchei shlamim. And the nekevas for shlamim. V'demeam yiplu imshar nechazim let the kabayas. Rabbi Eliezer holds the animals. It's all the money is going to go to the kabayas. Right? And the animals are sold for people who need karbanas. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zacharim hein atzman yikruv olos. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Rabbi Yeshua says, anything that could be a karban goes to be a karban. And specifically in Ola. The males go to Olos. Then the females are sold to people who need shlamim, and you take that money, and you buy Olos. And the other nechasim that go to Beth Kabayis, that you don't have a choice. So the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua seems to say Stam Hektish is L'mizbeach. And our Mishnah says Stam Hektish is L'Beth Kabayis. Upliga de Ravada Bar Ava, but the Gemara says that the fact that Rav Ada, who said that our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Eliezer and not Rabbi Yeshua, is against the following version of Rabbi Eliezer, because according to the following, our Mishnah is going to be against Rabbi Eliezer too. Upliga de Rav Ada Bar Ava, Dam Rav Ada Bar Ava Amarav, Be'eda Shekula Zachar Mafilu Rabbi Eliezer Moda. If you have all males in your herd that you are makdish, even Rabbi Eliezer is Moda, that it goes to Mizbeach. So lo shavik inish kachim mizbeach who makdash the betha kabayis. The person wouldn't do that. It automatically would go to mizbeach. Lo nechlo guel beida sheish ba mechlas chram mechlas nekevas. The machlokas is only if you have male and females. Yubel Eliezer savar ain cholik as nidro. It can't be. Rabbi Eliezer says people usually want to make a neder one group. Umi did a kevas lav olos the chram nami lav olos. Rabbi Eliezer says if they're all males then they could go to mizbeach. But if not then you send them to all. They're not kachim mizbeach because a person lachara wants one address for his hektish. Rabbi Yeshua suffer cholik as nidro. Rabbi Yeshua says no. People might be cholik. So according to this version of Rabbi Eliezer, our mishnah is against Rabbi Eliezer too, because even Rabbi Eliezer holds stam hekdeshos is lemizbeach possibly. Lishnah rina amri la amar avada barava amarav, a different version of avada barava bishalo hektish ela behema. If you are only makdish animals, afil Rabbi Eliezer modeh, lo shavik edish kachim mizbeach, or makdish lebedek abayis, Rabbi Eliezer would agree, it all goes to mizbeach. Lo nechleku el kashiyei shar nechasim imahim, the machlokas is where you are makdish animals and other properties. So Rabbi Eliezer sover ain adam cholik as nidro, a person wouldn't be mechalik, umid shar nechasim lo lekachim mizbeach, since the other property goes to kachim bedek abayis, behemanami lo lekachim mizbeach, Rabbi Yeshua sover adam cholik as nidro, not a problem, period. Fine. Now we have the brisa. The end of the brisa said v'demeyan yiplu imshar nechasim lebeth gabayis. That's what the brisa said. The other nechasim would go to beth gabayis. So bishma lishta basra. According to the second version that we just quoted, ha'ne duktani imshar nechasim lebeth gabayis. Part of the discussion is, well, he was makdish other things, so it makes sense that the brisa is bringing in the other things. Elo lishna kama. According to the first version, that other possessions make no difference. The question is within the animals, listening yiblu to bedek abayis. So why don't you just say it goes to bedek abayis? What do the other nechasim have to do with it? So the Gemara answers, the girsa change. Tini nami achi. Also, you're right, change the girsa. The demand yiblu to bedek abayis. Right, the girsa is that it should go to bedek abayis. Fine. Finishing up, hektish bedek abayis chalal akol. The Mishnah says bedek abayis can be chal on everything. So Rashi says that means esam avanim. But here we say lasuye mai, amravino lasuye shvuye veniva, even sawdust and leaves. If somebody is makdish a tree, then even the sawdust and the leaves that come out of that tree go to bedek abayis. Tosfos discusses, this is different than just the base of English buying wood. There might be a different halacha, but not for now. Umalin begiduleyan, lasuye mai, you can be violate me'ila with what grows from the bedek abayis, lasuye mai, amra of papa, lasuye chaleva mekdoshin ubeitei torah, including milk and eggs. Milk and eggs. Kedatanya, chaleva mugdashin ubeitei torah, lo ne'en nivlo malin. There's no iser me'ila daraisa by those, but medvar mamurim bekachim mizbeach. Ironically, by kachim mizbeach, there's such intense kedusha to the animal, anything that comes out of it is going to be less. No mi'ila. Ava b'kachi bedek habayis, hikdash tarnagolas mo'elen b'beitzasa, chamor mo'elen b'chelba. But if you have an animal that is bedek habayis, then there is mi'ila by the eggs and the milk. We'll have to come back to this in Meseches mi'ila, be'ezaz Hashem. V'yafilu mandamre mo'elen b'gidulei mizbeach, and even according to the one who says there is mi'ila by gidulei kachim mizbeach, hanimili gidulim dechazlim mizbeach. That's only by gidulim that are also royal mizbeach, like a vlad. like an animal. Aval gidulon de lo chazal mizbeach, like these that we're talking about, like eggs and chalav, there's no me'ila, even according to that opinion. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle, and Hashem, then we'll get back, and Eretz Yisrael will get back to a regular schedule. I'm not sure if we'll get the last stuff here in Tzimura up, or we'll start with Krisis.base. We'll see, but Hashem, we will continue.